الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي من علينا بالشهر رمضان، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، وأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. For whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will be happy and not be made sad. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I congratulate you on the coming of this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the tawfiq to do good deeds in this month and to avoid prohibitions, to spend its days fasting and its nights in prayer. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is made for the worship of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in a hadith Qudsi, "As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi bi." He said that fasting is for me, and I am the one who rewards for it. And the Prophet ﷺ, he encouraged us in this month to increase in good deeds and to do many, many acts of worship and to avoid what Allah has prohibited. He encouraged us to do what will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he ascended the minbar, and as he ascended, he said, "Ameen, Ameen, Ameen." When he was asked, "Why did you say Ameen?" he said, "Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me, and he said, 'May the nose of the one be humiliated who witnesses the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven, and Allah enters him into the fire. Say Ameen.'" So he said Ameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the month of Ramadan, it is incumbent upon us to fast during the days. And we should make every effort to pray during the night. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the Ramadan will help one to enter paradise and will enable one to stay away from the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of iman, seeking Allah's reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And whoever spends the nights of Ramadan standing in prayer, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, إِذَا جَاءَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. If the month of Ramadan comes, the doors of the heavens are open. In another narration, he said, "Futihat أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ." The doors of paradise are open. In a narration, "Futihat أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ." And in another narration, he said, "The doors of Allah's rahmah are open." And he said, "غُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ." The doors of the hellfire are shut. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the devils, the shayateen, are chained up in this month. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is incumbent upon us in this month to refrain the nafs from its desires. It is incumbent upon us to fight against the desires of the nafs and to restrain the nafs from its desires, and to make our hearts sound, to purify our hearts, and to avoid false speech and lies, and to avoid following the lusts and desires. This is an essential part of the fasting, to fight the lusts and the desires and the nafs, and to make the heart sound, and to avoid Allah's prohibition. The Prophet ﷺ, he said,
"Man lam yada' qawl az-zur wal 'amal bihi wal jahl falaysa lillahi hajatun lahu an yada'a ta'amahu wa sharabahu."
Whoever does not abandon false speech and acting according to it, and ignorance, then Allah has no need for that person to abandon his food and drink. Allah has no need for such a person to abandon his food and his drink. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah sent down the Qur'an from the heavens. The Qur'an, which contains the prohibitions and commandments for every aspect of life. It is essential to adhere to Allah and His prohibitions in every affair of our lives. The month of Ramadan reminds us that Allah sent down these commandments, the commandments from the heavens for humanity to obey at all times and in all places. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, isn't it time that we pay heed to Allah's commandments? Isn't it time that we make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal? Is not it time that we remember the great meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal and the terrible penalty that awaits those who disobey Him? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a grievous penalty awaiting those who reject Allah's commandments. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan should be a reminder for all of us to be on the best of their behavior, to avoid everything Allah has prohibited. The Prophet ﷺ, as narrated by Ibn Abbas, he used to be the most generous of people, the most best of character of all people. And he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every Ramadan to recite the Quran with him. But beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should remind ourselves to restrain the nafs. We must fight the desires. Afala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says regarding fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Do we reflect upon the meaning of this ayah? Fasting has been prescribed upon you in order that you achieve taqwa. And taqwa and obedience to Allah is through fighting the lust and the desires. The more we restrain our nafs and our desires, the more reward we will have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the actions that the ulama mention in this beloved month is giving sadaqah in charity, spending on the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana yudha'if lakum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurun haleem." Who is it that will give to Allah a goodly loan so that Allah shall multiply it many times and forgive you and forgive your sins? And Allah is the most loving, forgiving. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, any charity we give is beneficial in the sight of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ittaqu Allah walau bi shaqqi tamr." Fear Allah even if it is by half of a date. Whatever charity we give, this will be a means of warding off the hellfire from us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the noble actions that we can do in the month of Ramadan is Umrah to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Umrah in the month of Ramadan is like a Hajj. In a narration, a Hajj with me. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the noble actions and good deeds that we must all do, and which is incumbent upon each and every one of us during this blessed month, is that we should recite the Quran and ponder its meaning and reflect upon its rulings and learn its proper pronunciation. We must learn the Quran during this month and reflect upon its ayahs and contemplate them and think about them and adhere to their commandments. And we must learn how to recite the Quran with proper tajweed. This is part of the adab of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month during which the Quran was sent down. And from the adab of the Quran is reciting it with the proper tajweed, respected brothers and sisters. And from the rules of tajweed, simple rule, is whenever a noon or a meme has shadda, we must elongate the nasal sound, the ghunna, like inna and thumma. These are ways of beautifying the Quran and causing them to cause effect on the heart. When we learn the proper tilawa and tajweed of the Quran, it leads to khushu'a in the heart of the one who recites it. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the important commandments of this month is that we always avoid false and vain speech, lying, and anything that the tongue or the ears or the limbs can do of sin. We should be guardians of all of our limbs. Beware and conscious of the actions of our limbs, what our eyes are gazing upon, what our ears are listening to, what our tongues are saying, what our hands are taking and earning. From the importance of Ramadan is that we abandon everything haram. We stay away from all of the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true meaning of sawm. This is the true means of achieving taqwa. This is the reason for which Allah has commanded fasting in this month. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلِسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا يا رب العالمين. Respected and honored brothers and sisters in Islam, a word of reminder for myself first and foremost, and then to all of you, that fasting, which includes staying away from food and drink, more important, or as important than this, are things that will nullify the virtue of fasting. Things that will negate the virtue and the reward of fasting. All types of prohibitions, everything that Allah has forbidden, if we do it, it will cancel the reward of the fasting. It will take away the reward of the fasting. Allah has no need of us leaving food and drink if we are following our nafs in all other types of haram. Leaving food and drink in the month of Ramadan, things that are normally permissible, teaches us to leave the haram in all other months of the year. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the important reminders for us, is that we should avoid things that nullify our iman and our Islam. The most dangerous things to our aqidah, such as mocking the religion, or making fun of the sunnah, or making fun of the ulama and the scholars. These types of things can nullify one's Islam. When something is established in the sunnah, we should not make fun of it. If something is established in the Book of Allah, we should not make fun of it. We should never make fun of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should avoid saying ill of the ulama and the scholars. Because first, it will prevent us from learning from them. It will cause us to be forbidden the beneficial knowledge that will keep us on right guidance. And secondly, the ulama warathatul anbiya. If we say that the ulama are ignorant of reality, the scholars, they only know what is in books and they don't know reality. Or that the ulama, they only want to please the rulers. Or that the ulama, they have no understanding of the modern life. These types of things, they are merely reflections of the nafs that prevent a person from hearing the commandments of Allah. If we make fun of the ulama, then shortly people will make fun and lose respect for the Quran and the Sunnah. Because who else will teach us the Quran and the Sunnah if it is not the ulama? So having disregard for the ulama will lead us to doubts of religion. People who make fun of the scholars, they begin to doubt the religion itself and take other means and philosophies by which to guide themselves in their life. And so this leads down a dangerous path. A dangerous path where one will lose touch with the inheritance of the Prophet, the succession of the Nubuwwah, which is our beloved ulama. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we should take advantage of this month by seeking out the circles of knowledge. The Quran and what is in it of prohibitions and commandments can only truly be understood by learning from our teachers and shuyukh, who can explain to us the scholarly tradition of how to apply the Quran in our lives. So from the greatest actions of this month, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is to connect ourselves to our teachers, to make an effort to learn, to seek out the pathways of guidance. As the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever traverses a pathway in search of knowledge, Allah will ease his way into paradise. Allah will guide him to paradise. Allah will make his path to Jannah easy. From the important lessons of Ramadan, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is that we must fight off the desires that and the lusts that control us, that control many of us and cause us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true meaning of fasting is when we succeed over our nafs and we abandon all sin. Then we have achieved the true purpose of fasting. When we can fight our nafs and follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, leave everything haram, leave all false speech, leave all types of jahl. And the scholars say jahl is of two types, the jahl of knowledge and the jahl of action. The jahl of knowledge is when somebody doesn't know, doesn't have knowledge on how to have knowledge of the deen. And the jahl of action is when doing deeds that are against the commandments of Allah. Somebody may know but still be jahil because he disobeys what he knows. And we have the days of Jahiliyyah, where the people, they did ignorant actions in spite of having noble qualities. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us realize the true meaning of fasting. May Allah help us to achieve true taqwa of Him. May Allah accept from our fasting and our prayer at night and our tilawah of the Quran. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم وحد بين المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة يا رب العالمين اللهم وحد بين المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة يا الله يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وتقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
shoulder to shoulder, stone. Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallah, Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل أعوذ برب الناس
ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.